Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps away to allow messages. Some would say this kind of speaking is not possible. Dear ones, humans have been speaking to the creative source since the beginning in this way. It only got organized a little while ago. And before that, humans were able to speak to that which is inside, which I've said is God. This is the last message from the Middle East in this tour. And it's appropriate that I would give a message that is a general one for all. And so let me say again what I've said before about the majesty of the human soul. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is compassion. And God represents the soul of the human being. And so we examine the soul. Before this planet was even cool to the extent that you could live on the surface, your soul existed. You can say, if you wish, that it was a soul with your name on it. It's not quite that way. But it is magnificent. We have told you in the past that the soul really is a family. But because you are singular in your three-dimensional thinking, you see it as one. And there you are, as you, with your soul, collective, watching this planet get ready for all that would occur. Dear ones, we say again, that Spirit, God, the Creator, sees the soul as one constant life. Whereas we have given you instructions that you come and you go and you come and you go, Spirit sees you as one continuous life. It's interesting that one of the guides in Egypt looked at you and said that you are all time travelers. This was an intuitive remark that is the way that God sees you. The soul does not die. The magnificence of the soul is the creative energy of God. Inside you, right now, is the same magnificence that when you were watching this earth being created. You belong as a part of God. There is no way you can ever separate yourself from the Creator. And when this planet is finished, and when it is done in some far away time, that soul will be looking at another world and waiting for it to cool. This is what you do. And it's part of this which is called the creative source. A beautiful thing, if you think about it. Built into every single one of you is the fear of death. This is so you will not terminate, and so you will live as long as possible to spread the light you have on the planet. But there is no sting with death. It is a rejuvenation process, is a reboot process. It goes further and continues, oh time traveler that you are. As you stood and watched this planet cool. If I could describe what you looked like in a multidimensional form, you were light. It's interesting to use that metaphor. You are light. And if you look at the definition of light by science, it is the existence of all colors shining brightly the same. Therefore, you cannot see any individual shades of light until you hit the earth. And then you become a human. And that's where the shades start to show with your eyes. But inside, the soul is still pure light. There are no shades of color when God sees you. There are no organizational or strata of organization when God sees you. God is great. God is good. God is love. God is the greatest compassion that exists on the planet. And in these years of humanity, humans have come together to celebrate God in many ways. But dear ones, there is one thing the humans have in common. They believe in one God. The God that is great. The God that is good. The God that sees you only as light. And so here you are, all of these years later, in an energy that starts to promote these things. Since the precession of the equinox, the prophecy of the ancients about what is happening, this planet is starting to change. We said last time we were with you, there is absolute growth in these things called intuition and evolvement, integrity, and love. People are starting to look at one another and see God inside first. When we were in Israel in 2015, we made the statement that up to now all humanity has been in black and white. And the idea of color is not there. The concept is not there. And so all they do is continue to spin in black and white. And we said to them at that time, color is coming. New concepts, new ideas, new ways to see one another, new ways to create peace that no one has even thought of. Because you cannot use the history of an old energy in order to project something in the future you don't know about. Therefore, you are not only light workers, you are a creator of new paradigms. God is good. God is great. God is inside you, every single one. When it's time to say goodbye in this tour, that concept should be rewritten. Because God never says goodbye to you, and you never say goodbye to God. Oh, time traveler, learn this concept, because you can carry that which has been kindled here in the way of love and friendship and knowledge and understanding, and it will stay with your soul for the next 1,000 lives. You will be born into it and remember it and know it and be wiser because of it. There are those on this planet teaching these things right now, new concepts that start with the human being, not in judgment, looking at the other human and only seeing family. Is this perhaps a return to the ancients? It is. Understand Gaia, the partner you have in all of these things, for it is involved with you in love. There is no goodbye. There is no sting. Because God is good. God is great. God is love. And the compassion you feel for others will echo what God feels for you. This is the truth. And you will see it as time goes on. No goodbyes. And so it is.